listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Our region is losing millions of acres of agricultural land to development, and those trends may continue as land prices keep rising. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Waukee reports from Wyoming on some ranchers who could make a fortune by selling their land, but are choosing not to.
Shalise Harrison is driving around Wapiti, a small town on the doorstep of Yellowstone National Park. Several home construction sites and for sale signs line the highway.
This area right here used to be just one or two big ranches, and now they've split up into 20-acre parcels or less, and they're building these mansions.
Property values in this county jumped 16% last year and 24% the year before that. Like a lot of housing markets in the West, demand is outpacing supply. Harrison says rapid growth can affect the community in many ways, from changing the culture, to boosting property taxes, to shifting wildlife migration.
You have fences, you have noise, like we're driving down this road right now. And there is a certain tolerance that animals can handle, but in general, like what you're doing is changing a landscape to a different type of use.
Harrison is with the Western Landowners Alliance, which supports working farms and ranches. She says there's a lot of value in maintaining open landscapes. But working lands are disappearing. Last year, Wyoming lost 500,000 acres of farmland, and about 7 million acres were lost in the Mountain West over the past decade. Priscilla Bell is sipping coffee next to cattle corrals at her ranch near Wapiti. She says very few people can make a living only through agriculture here, in part because it's hard work.
Most of our vehicles have close to 300,000 miles on them. That doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like to have more money just because. I'd like to know what that felt like once, but it is what it is.
How does the ranch feel the pressure? Mostly the high price of gas, equipment, and hay, says her husband Matt Bell.
You got to be able to keep up with the prices. And right now, we just don't get enough for what we sell.
But they still want to keep working, even though they could easily retire if they sold their land to a corporation or developer.
Yeah, we could sell this 70 acres over here and then have somebody come in that wants to subdivide it. And we could sell it for $10,000 an acre, if not more, probably more. But I don't want to sell it.
Why not?
I don't
because
want to see more houses.
Because we don't want to be a hypocrite. We don't want to cuss the damn development and then turn around and sell.
And do it.
And then, but... You know, I see why people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get tired of the battle, because it's a constant battle.
So the Bells want to make sure the land doesn't get subdivided. They've considered conservation easements or trusts. Also, they don't have any kids, so they plan to pass the land down to someone who works for them and who also dislikes development. For ranchers and farmers and other families, that process can get complicated. Jack Cobb ranches in a town called Savory near the Colorado border. It has about 34 residents. Cobb's property is on its seventh generation, which means there are a lot of relatives and not everyone likes raising cows. These situations can end up in lawsuits, especially when the land is worth tens of millions of dollars.
Because we always talked about the three-generational rule. I mean, the first one builds it, the second one kind of builds it a little bit better, the third one comes along, has no idea what it took to build it, and then they lose it.
Cobb's whole family sat down a few years ago to talk about what to do, and everybody wanted the same thing, to create a dynasty trust, meaning nobody can break off and sell. Everybody gave up their right to cash out, and that kept the land intact. Most of Cobb's relatives still live in town. He says keeping the land and family together is priceless.
I'm down at my nephew's birthday party, and everybody's there, and I told my wife and my kids, I said, put a price on this. You don't have enough zeros behind that dollar to take this away.
For other ranchers, the right financial decision might be to sell to the highest bidder. But some landowners are staying put, maybe because of stubbornness or for the love of their neighbors and families, or maybe because they don't know of another way to live their lives. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Waukee in Wyoming.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.